morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Brother Gobi, could you come up, please? I'd like to start this morning off with the use of hymn number 129. Welcome you all to the San Diego Convention. Hope those that were here yesterday got a good night's sleep. Today, we'd like to start with the use of the manna, and I've asked Brother Golby to read that for us.
November 28th?
Yes.
When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? John 34, verse 29. Who but he, the God of all comfort, can give quietness in the midst of tumults which rise upon the soul with sudden storms upon the sea? Like ocean mariners in peril, we cry unto him, and he bringeth us to the desired haven, blessed haven, of quietness and peace in God. What is the cry which brings the answer of peace? It is not a prayer that all occasion for disturbances shall be removed, for it is not always the desire, the divine will, to bring peace to the human spirit in that way. It is not always the best way. But there is a cry which never fails to bring the quietness in which none can make trouble. It is the prayer for sweet, trustful, loving acquiescence in the will of God. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? John 34, verse 29.
Thank you, Brother Golby. We've also asked Brother Lee Hicks of San Luis Obispo to read our morning resolve for us. Brother Lee?
My earliest thought, our desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. For grace to help, I will pay my vows unto the Most High, Psalm 116:12-14. Remember the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, Psalm 55. I resolve that by the Lord's assistant grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrifice in the flesh, and the interest that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessing to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, to the truth, to the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all of my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not to be pure in heart, to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all disencouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Lee. I've also asked Brother Bernard Hicks, also from San Luis Obispo, to read a vow unto the Lord for us this morning.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily I will remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings, to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything taken akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow, with the exceptions of below, I'll be at all times and all places, conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonable possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, natural sisters, in the care of sisters, husbands, children, father, and natural brothers.
And we also have asked Brother John Harris to open up today's services with a word of prayer and ask the blessing upon the first speaker for us today. So Brother John.
Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this day full of joy to be once again together with those of like precious faith, to be in a setting where our minds can be nurtured by not only the fellowship of each other, but through the words of truth being brought to us by those who have studied Your Word very carefully. And dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for our Lord and Master, for the ransom sacrifice that He gave us to be able to have this opportunity of family with Thee and with those of like precious faith. We ask that You would give blessings to Brother Hyslop, that His words would be unctuous to us, that we may learn the lessons needed for our lives. And in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, Brother Hyslop has selected the use of hymn number 337 to introduce us to his thoughts. So with that, we'd like to use hymn number 337. And during the hymn, if Brother Hyslop could come up.
In the red book, it is 340, or Appendix G, as in Gee Whiz.
In the blue book.
A couple four verses?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This morning, Brother Hislop was staying at my house, so I've had a little preview of what his topic is today. But his title is Spiritual Exercise. And with that, we'll turn the podium over to Brother Hislop.